Well, in a meaningful bid to shine the light on heartbreaking stories of injustice and social issues, four former Victorian beauty pageant queens embark on a quest that's expected to shift the culture of Australian TV for the greater good, with a captivating documentary called Behind the Sash. It's going to premiere this Saturday on Channel 10, and it stars internationally published writer, mother of three, and director and producer of Behind the Sash, Danielle McAlpine Johnson. She joins me on the line. Danielle, welcome to Cool and Deadly.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Oh, it's lovely to have you on this morning. It's such a magnificent morning, too.
Oh, spring has arrived. Isn't it magnificent?
It is magnificent. So four beauty queens set to educate and inspire with a documentary series like no other. Tell us about this concept and how did you come up with it?
Oh, well, Behind the Sash is a 10-part humanitarian documentary series featuring myself, Giselle DeForge, Sophia Gillian, and Becky Branca, as we follow eight really powerful humanitarian-hearted women on their journeys as they shine a light on issues of injustice and just really standing on the front line as pillars of strength within their own communities and working along organisations who are fighting against these issues.
So injustice is like what?
Oh, well, our very first episode is dedicated to the first people of our nation. And we're up in Kimberley, in the Kimberley in Beagle Bay, shining a light on the fact that the Aboriginal youth within our own backyard have one of the highest rates of suicide in the country, which is a horrific truth and something that is close to my heart and close to the heart of my fellow cast members. And we were blessed to head up to the Kimberley and meet a young lady called Tash McAlpine, who is a powerhouse woman, really, really leading her own mob, in her own words. She says, my mob are my people, and I'm wanting to stand on the front line for my next generation. So she's an awesome woman, and I can't wait for Australia to meet her.
Well, definitely, that's the first one. It's called First People. What do you hope out of this series that you have that the community and people out there and those watching will get from this series?
I'm really hoping that Australia embraces the show and understands the heartbeat of it, that we're there not to glorify ourselves or even the women in any light, but in actual fact shine a light on women who we believe are true role models in society. And we hope that society jumps on board and recognises that perhaps sometimes the media doesn't depict females in the best light, but these role models are what our next generation should be looking up to. And not only that, recognise that there are these issues of injustice taking place and we can do something about it. You know, so many people look at an issue such as youth suicide or poverty or even the pollution on the Great Barrier Reef and think, hey, this issue's far too big, I can't do anything. But in actual fact, we can. If we all do our own little piece as a society together all at once, we can actually see a shift across humanity.
Danielle, I mean, these stories that you have, we talked about the Kimberley just in with the Beagle Bay, but, you know, you're with other cultures as well, Filipinos, I mean, even remote Nepal that you go to. I mean, these are all fascinating stories and they really highlight plights of people and situations and struggle that they have in all these different arenas.
Yes, yeah. I mean, Australia really is a mixing pot of some of the world's most beautiful nations, isn't it? So it's important for us to showcase Australia's women, and some of them are Filipino, some of them are working over in Nepal. We've got Lucy Holmes, who's working with CBM, and they do phenomenal work restoring the sight of many children and men and women in Nepal. And it's only a $33 12-minute surgery that can actually see a child's life restored and their sight restored forever. So it's a pretty tremendous thing that many people out there are doing that some people aren't aware of. But, you know, for $33, we can actually change another human being's existence forever.
You're talking about change, but did the beauty queens change as well when all these stories were being told and shared?
Yeah, I mean, I think I know for myself personally, and for Giselle and Becky and Sophia, we've absolutely changed through this experience. We've all come from a pageant background in one way or another, or we've been in the arts and entertainment industry for a long time. And, you know, sometimes in those industries, you do feel like you're judged or you're teared down in a way or compared to each other. But the beauty about this platform that we've created actually removes that competition and the stigma of comparison between women, and it certainly changed my heart's posture, and we feel that it's changed many of the other women that have been on the journey with us.
Yeah.
And you know, we've got incredible backing with people like Wella Professionals and Rock Ebony, who are pioneers in their own industry, and they actually have really grasped the heartbeat of this show and are willing to support us and see us get it across the line. So it's been a beautiful thing to witness other professionals within the industry, within the beauty industry, really taking a stand alongside us. So we really appreciate them as well.
Well, you got an amazing team there, whether they, you know, supermodels, businesswomen, grandmothers, you name it, it's all there, fashion designers and so forth. I think all of that's amazing. So what message do you want to give out there to people? Are we losing our humanity and our care factor because we're bombarded each day on media platforms of the plight of others and the situations that they're in?
Yeah, I mean, look, I look at our next generation and I am concerned at times. I'm very passionate about seeing a shift within our next generation, and it actually gets me quite teary at times because I'm a mother of three. Giselle, you know, she's a mother of two, so is Becky, and Sophia is a mother of seven and a grandmother, so we're all very passionate about the next generation. And when I look at them, I adore them, and I think, guys, you've got so much to offer the world, and if we don't start to see a shift in media, which is what they look up to, then I think that our next generation are in a little bit of trouble. But it's our responsibility as their leaders to showcase real role models who are out there, you know, showcasing what true men and women should be doing and what true leaders should be doing. It's not about how many likes we get on Instagram. It's not about what we wear, you know, how much makeup we're wearing or our hair or our popularity, but it's actually about what we're doing with our life and leading a life of purpose that's actually going to leave a thumbprint on humanity. And yeah, I really hope that our next generation can grab that concept and run with it.
Danielle, did this series come out of a frustration with what you were seeing with humanity around you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I've spent a lot of time living in the Bahamas. My husband, he's from the Bahamas, and we've spent a lot of time over there, and we've travelled the world together, and you do see some really horrific issues taking place within many societies, even here in our own backyard. You know, it's devastating, but I think to put a positive spin on that, we can all do something, and that's what we all need to remember.
Yeah.
We can't just sit back and not do anything. We can take a stand, and there's so many people in the world that are doing really amazing work, and it's an honour and a blessing for us to be able to shine a light on those people.
Unsung heroes are amazing people, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. Look, it's lovely having you on, Danielle. So the show kicks off this weekend?
Yes, sir, at 1:30 p.m. on Channel 10 Peach with an encore
Peach
at 8 a.m. Yes, Channel 10 Peach.
I like that.
The female skewed version. and then on the main channel of Channel 10 at 8 a.m. the following morning, or if you miss either of those, it will be on 10 Play as well.
It's lovely to have you on Cool and Deadly this morning. Thank you as well for sharing that and for putting these documentary series together. It's behind the sash, and of course they can check that out. Now, all that information, they can get it on social media, on they can Google it and so forth?
Yeah, absolutely. So our handle is Behind the Sash Official for both Instagram and Facebook, or you can jump over to our website, which is behindthesashtv.com.
Danielle McAlpine-Johnson, it's a pleasure to have you on Cool and Deadly.
Thank you so much, Jerry. Bless you, man. And, yeah, keep doing the awesome work.
Thank you very much. Bye for now.